ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Text 30 Chapter 8 Canto 1 Translated by Queen Kunti Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Of course it is bewildering, O soul of the universe, that you work though you are inactive, that you take birth, though you are the vital force and the unborn. You yourself descend amongst animals, men, sages, and aquatics. Really, this is bewildering.
Sri Chaitanya Manavistam, Chapitam Jena Bhutale, Swayam Upakaravaya Dadatvi Swaparantikam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Adaita Gadadha, Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Achinta, achinta means inconceivable. So the Lord is not able for us to understand Him. And we're not able to understand Him with our reason faculty and our logic and our mind. We try to bring Him in within that jurisdiction. Our mind will become bewildered. Therefore, this word is used by Mother Kunti. She's using this word twice. Bewildering, bewildered. Bewildered means confused. We don't know how it's possible. Because we're thinking like the frog in the well, that everything is 3 feet and 6 feet. So, this is our environment. We're trained up, we're conditioned to live and to think in this kind of situation. And so if somebody brings us something outside, then it's always strange to us. And something strange, we reject it out of hand, saying it's crazy or strange, or we try to understand it. So it's okay. We should try to understand the Lord. That's one of the reasons we come to Krishna consciousness, out of inquisitiveness, out of search for knowledge. But that also, we have to concede that it can only be learned by the mercy. This is the strongest point we can make. We can't make this point stronger, strongly enough. That only by mercy can we come to know about God. And that mercy is coming down into simple succession. So by Śrīla Prabhupāda's mercy, if we can get His mercy, then we can understand somewhat about what is Krishna. So that should be our first objective, how to get the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master like Śrīla Prabhupāda. So let us meditate how we can get His mercy. So we know that He is pleased if we follow four Leela principles, chant Hare Krishna. And that's one way we can be sure we're getting His mercy if we're doing that to some degree. We may not get full mercy, but if we're sincerely chanting Hare Krishna, prescribed amount of rounds, rising early, coming to the programs, Bhagavatam class, Mangalarti, then we can be confident that there is some mercy is being extended to us. Then how else can we be sure we're going to get Prabhupada's mercy? Well, Prabhupada was very concerned about the preaching. He's given us this temple program so we can maintain our achar, our practices. Then He also wants us to preach. So what does preaching mean? Prabhupada gave us this formula of distributing books. It's a very potent way to preach. We see that over the long run, people who read the books, like this man who's coming Thursday night, he said, I read your Science of Self-Realization so many years ago. I was always impressed by it. I almost joined a few churches over the years, but I didn't, because I was always thinking it's Krishna consciousness movement. So how does he know? Because he's read some of Prabhupada's books. So that's the case with all of us in one degree or another. We're here because of Prabhupada's books. If it was just something that he told us, it wouldn't be enough. But we can refer to these books regularly, repeatedly. This is what's required. We have to repeatedly hear this message. Therefore, he emphasized that we should study the books, not just distribute them, but just study them. So both things go hand in hand. If we enthusiastic to study and we're getting some result, then we'll be enthusiastic to distribute. Because we'll be convinced this is the best thing. See how it's working in my life. By the mercy of Prabhupada's books, I'm becoming enlivened. I'm able to give up my bad habits. My lust and greed are being minimized. I'm feeling enlivened by following Prabhupada's instructions, chanting Hare Krishna, and understanding his philosophy. So naturally, I want to give it to others. Especially giving it to others will enhance our being able to receive it. This is the wonderful miracle, you can say, of Krishna consciousness. The more you give, the more you get. It's a material thing. If you give, 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 then you won't have any. But it's not that way with Krishna consciousness. The more you give it to others, the more you get it. That's a fact. So, that's a miracle right there, because that's proof that it's not material. Anything material, you give it, you won't have it. But this is a spiritual thing that you're giving. So the more you give it, the more you'll have it. And we can see that practically. It's not something, it's a miracle, but it's not something outside of our experience. So we've all experienced this miracle, that by giving Krishna consciousness, we become a more, you can say, full in Krishna consciousness. And then the more we give, the more comes in. So this is like Prabhupada explains in the spiritual world, how 1 minus 1 is still equal to 1. Rather, it becomes more full. Om Purnam. Purnam means full. It becomes full. We can become more Krishna conscious, more full in our Krishna consciousness by giving to others. So these two lines of the train are carrying the train, the rails. So we should tax our brain how to do both things nicely. How to keep ourselves in an atmosphere where we can read, where we can chant nicely, where we can get up early without being disturbed. And at the same time, keep ourselves in an atmosphere where there's facility to preach, where we can go and meet people and talk to them about Krishna. And this way, we'll be pleasing Prabhupada. And then, when Prabhupada sees we're really sincere to do this, then he'll give us more and more mercy. But like we were mentioning yesterday, we have to, we have to surrender to it. We can't just do it up to the point where we feel comfortable. No, we have to push ourselves beyond the comfort zone. Bhaktivinoda says, when will I forget my self-comfort and go out to preach your message sublime or message divine? So that's required. If we just take easygoing life, then it'll be difficult for us to remain Krishna conscious. So there has to be some austerity. So that austerity is, we improve the quality of our sadhana. We don't remain just static. We try to improve. We increase our rounds. We make an effort to get up early so we can chant. So that the result will be there. This is pushing. The pushing is there. If we don't push ourselves, then we'll be pushed. It's a simple thing. Either we have to push or we get pushed. The whole thing is active. Here in this realm, human beings, we're on the active platform. We can't just remain neutral or static or sleep. No, we're going to be pushed. We're going to be pushed or we're going to push. So if we push ourselves to go out and distribute books, to get up early and chant Hare Krishna, then we'll be less affected by the pushings of the nature, the pushing of the mind, the pushing of the belly, the genital, etc. So this is the choice we have. Either we should push ourselves or we're going to be pushed. But we can't be static. No one is able to remain without doing anything, even for a moment. That's our choice. We want to take the direction from the intelligence, which is saying, yes, push yourself to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. Push yourself to qualify to become Krishna conscious. Or we can allow ourselves to be pushed by the nature. And in that way, we think we have some advantage. That's the foolishness we were discussing yesterday about surrender. Well, the other side of surrender is we're going to surrender anyway. Only instead of surrendering to Krishna, we surrender to our mind and senses. And we think we have an advantage there. So this delusion has to be overcome. This is the beginning of spiritual life. That we see that we're in an awkward position. And we don't want to be just make ourselves comfortable here. is simply a troublesome condition. And if we don't make some solution, we're going to remain in a troublesome condition no matter how much we adjust the material world, no matter how much we arrange for our sense gratification, it's still going to be troublesome. But the mind is so powerful that it says, no, no, no. If you have this sense gratification or that sense gratification, then you'll be happy. But there's no happiness certified. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. So don't be foolish to think you can be happy in this world. But qualify yourself for entering into the spiritual world. This is the message here of Queen Kunti. That Krishna is able to receive us because he's not an ordinary person. We should have faith that there is God, and we should strive very sincerely to enter into the kingdom of God. So, any questions?
No questions.
Prabhupada used to say that philosophy is simple, the application is a little difficult.
There's no easy way. You have to keep pushing.